Business people from Kenya and South Africa held a joint summit in Nairobi on Monday aimed at seeking investment opportunities in both countries. The trade and investment mission, comprising of 19 South African companies, will also have a similar summit in Tanzania. On the first day of the summit, weaknesses in the country's value addition chains, as well as non-tariff barriers, emerged as top hindrances between Kenya and South Africa. Sarah Kimani reports.
On the first of a three-day business summit, bringing together investors from Kenya and South Africa, officials from Kenya lamented the trade imbalance between the two regional economic powerhouses. The latest data shows that exports from Kenya stand at below 3% of imports from South Africa. Angela Ndamboki is the Chief Executive Officer of the Kenya National Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
So the total exports to South Africa dropped in 2017 to $26.78 million from US $40.68 million in 2016. While the Kenya imports from South Africa increased to $600 million US dollars in 2017 from $488.8 million in 2016.
This meeting is aimed at bridging that gap. Koleka Mkwana is the South African High Commissioner to Kenya.
The question that stands before us, what is it that we're doing it differently? And I think we are known as Africans all over the world that we are good at imbizos. Implementation is very important.
Lack of value addition was identified as one of the setbacks for Kenya's low exports to South Africa. Kenyan businessmen also lamented non-tariff barriers like lengthy paperwork and bureaucracy as some of the impediments to accessing the South African markets. Mohamed Abdi Mohamed, a livestock trader in Kenya, explains.
I've made several trips to South Africa, to the permit office in Pretoria, trying to get an import license for camel meat and camel products like meat and milk. But to this date, we don't have any joy from that side.
Not one to give up, Mohammed has devised other ways of accessing the market. Kenya is hoping to tap into South Africa's more developed manufacturing sector. South African businessman Tlantla Mapalala, who has thrice tried to begin businesses in Kenya and failed due to lack of knowledge in the market, says he's ready to start a manufacturing plant in the country. Under Kenyan laws, the government is duty-bound to provide sanitary towels to all school-going girls. Tlantla says he will tap into this opportunity.
Go to Mauritius, they are slaughtered, they are, you know, packaged and then sent to South Africa.
Coming here this time is looking into the manufacturing and supply of the sanitary pads inside Kenya.
President Uhuru Kenyatta has set increasing manufacturing, affordable housing, universal health care and food security as the four priority pillars of his development agenda during his second and final term. South African businessmen were told of the immense incentives that are available to those who will invest in these four key areas. Sarah Kimani, Kenya.